With us right now, State Senator Jerry Petruski. Several things being discussed in Madison. Let's start off with an issue that we know some municipalities in the Wausau area are talking about, and that's restricting the use of cell phones for drivers. You're working on something at the state level that is similar but not the same. What is your package?
Correct. Well, after talking to our County Highway Commissioner, Jim Griesbach, Representative Spiros and I, we decided to do a handheld cell phone restriction in work zones. So you could not be using your cell phone in a work or construction zone when there are people around. This, when you look at the reality that over the last 7 or 8 years, there have been 74 fatalities just in the state of Wisconsin in work zones. And I'm not saying that they all came from cell phone use, but when you have those amount of fatalities, having distractions when drivers are going through is important that we curb that. And I believe a hands-free cell phone would be better. And basically, the bill restricts handheld cell phones in work zones.
But it does allow for the use of, say, a Bluetooth hearing device or something that allows you to keep your attention on the wheel and out the window.
Correct. There's like 13 states that have banned all of those cell phones handheld, and even there are a number of states that have banned handheld cell phones in work zones.
Do you see anything coming statewide to restrict the use of cell phones for drivers outside of work zones?
I think this will really be a bill that will tell the story on the support for cell phone restrictions. We talked about this, and you know, part of a cell phone restriction is really education, making sure that people realize that it is a distraction, it is dangerous, and you're not only endangering yourself, but others. We've done a number of things in the last two sessions. One was the ban on text messaging, and also a ban on cell phone usage for new drivers through the probationary period. So, you know, this is another one of those that I think will tell how far we've come. When we first started to talk about cell phone restrictions, there really wasn't a lot of support, but I think that support is growing. If you really look at it this way, I think common sense, but common sense isn't always common. If you're in the middle of rural country and there's no traffic around and you're on the cell phone, that's one thing. But when you're in rush hour traffic and you're in one of the cities where, you know, people are going 65 miles an hour on both sides of you, it's really more of a problem.
Seems to be something that has become more acceptable to the public to restrict the use of phones for drivers. I mean, years ago, everybody thought no big deal. Now, you see a lot of bumper stickers say hang up and drive. You see a lot of municipalities and some states putting legislation together to stop driving while talking on the phone. So it seems to be more accepted now than it was.
Well, and I think a lot of communities have some type of restriction. I'm not sure they're really enforcing it, but I think, like I said before, it is really an attempt to educate people that it is dangerous to be distracted by a cell phone. I think you run into problems when you have a lot of different communities that are real close. One has a cell phone restriction, one doesn't. The driver doesn't really know. As you go from community to community, sometimes it's very hard. Like around Wausau, you're in Wausau, you're in Schofield, you're in Rothschild, you're in Weston. If they're all different, I think it creates other problems.
And the way the local groups are working here, they're trying to make it one rule so you don't have that problem. Let's look at your bill. What stage is it? Is it in committee or is it off to the assembly? Where are we at?
We passed it out of committee. We're hoping to get it on the floor in this next month.
And from there, it would go to the assembly if it passes.
Yes. There's already a companion bill in the assembly that will be heard on the 28th in the morning.
Let's move on to some other good news. Apparently, Wisconsin's revenue is looking much better than the projections. We're hearing about a very nice size surplus that could lead to a very nice tax cut. What do you know about that?
I think the message came out today from the Fiscal Bureau and also from the Governor's office that there is close to a $900 million projected surplus for this two-year period for the budget, and it actually could even be a little bit more than that. And that's really positive news. And you understand when the governor first took office, we had a $3.6 billion structural deficit. So now I'm really happy to say that businesses, jobs, everything are getting better, and I think this is a really good sign of that. There's going to be a lot of discussions on how the money should be used. Personally, I think we should pay our bills. We should make sure that there is no structural deficit going into the future. And then after we pay that out, of course, we have the rainy day fund. We can talk about a lot of things that maybe will increase producing jobs and things like that. Jobs are always good. good because there's more people working, there's more people paying taxes in, the commerce is moving forward, and that's where Wisconsin should be, with less structural deficits and more money to create jobs and to create commerce in this state.
Do you think the governor will go that direction during a State of the State address next week, or do you think he's got other plans for that money?
Well, I don't know. I think he'll probably tell us that on Tuesday night. I'm hopeful that we can take care of the deficit, and then we can talk about other possibilities.
I'm sure one of those other possibilities would be an area you're very familiar with. That's transportation, where fuel tax revenues have not been what they could be for the last few years now.
No, we have been projecting shortfalls in transportation for a number of years, mainly because, well, two factors. One, people are driving less. The gas, the vehicles that they're driving are more fuel efficient. The reality is, on the other side, the expenses for concrete, asphalt, iron, property that they have to buy are all going up. But the estimate for the transportation budget is that we were going to end the biennial budget cycle with a $1.8 million estimated surplus, and that has jumped now to $84 million. And the increase, of course, came from a lot of truck traffic, a lot of manufacturing, moving products and goods and services in the state of Wisconsin. So that is really going to help our transportation budget. It isn't going to be a total answer, but it's much better to be dealing with a surplus than it would be dealing with a shortfall, at least as how the budget is laid out.
So that number again, what was projected versus what came in? It's quite a difference, isn't it?
Yes, $1.8 million compared to $84.6 million.
A huge difference there.
That is a huge difference.
There's something else that I believe you are working on that has to do with a structural problem in the highways, and that's rural bridges and some of the older ones that need some replacement. I understand you're working on some legislation there.
Yes, it's a rural bridge grant program for bridges on priority routes where they have a lot of heavy traffic, whether it be heavy traffic because of timber or agriculture or manufacturing. In some cases, there's businesses that are in rural areas. In order to move their goods to market, they have to drive way around a bridge because the bridge is deficient. This plan would put in $5 million a year for 3 years into a process where they can apply for these grants, and it's a 90-10 match. So it would be 90% state dollars and 10% local. But it would really help some of our rural areas with some problem bridges. And this move from committee also, it's ready to go to the floor. It's in Senate Org.
Now with, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you're building bridges, $5 million isn't really a lot. So it sounds like this might take care of maybe two or three bridges a year.
Well, I think in rural areas, there's a lot of smaller bridges that are deficient. And this is kind of what it's geared at towards those smaller bridges. There's also a companion bill that Representative Spiros is the author of that will be dealt with in the coming weeks also in the Assembly.
Another proposal that I know you're working on with Representative Bob Culp has to do with moving farm products that are a little bit on the heavy side. Tell us a little bit about the expansion of what's now the hay exemption.
There's an emergency hay exemption out there, and basically it lets you to go wider and haul more hay. It started when we had a drought here a year or so ago, and then we got into a real wet time, and so the hay exemption remained in place. The exemption right now is only for hay, but there are so many farmers that are also short on bedding, whether it be corn stalks or straw or things like that. So I'm proposing, along with Representative Bob Culp, to change that from just being hay to being hay, straw, corn stalks, or other bedding. And that's exactly what is in the state of Minnesota and a few other states around us.
Would that also include wood chips?
Wood chips are not part of it. They pick up the corn stalks that are left after they combine. Some of it is straw. Whatever they can get off the field to use for bedding, that would all be considered as part of that emergency. But I don't believe wood chips would be.
State Senator Jerry Petruski joining us on WSAU.com.